The short attention span philosopher. Today, three of the speeches of Mrs. Malaprop from Sheridan's The Rivals. The character who gives us the word malapropism. First, the point we would request of you is that you promise to forget this fellow, to illiterate him, I say, quite from your memory. And next, now don't attempt to extirpate yourself from the matter. You know I have proof controvertible of it. And finally, observe me, Sir Anthony. I would by no means wish a daughter of mine to be a progeny of learning. I don't think so much learning becomes a young woman. For instance, I would never let her meddle with Greek or Hebrew or algebra or simony or fluxions or paradoxes or such inflammatory branches of learning. Neither would it be necessary for her to handle any of your mathematical, astronomical, diabolical instruments. But, Sir Anthony, I would send her at 9 years old to a boarding school in order to learn a little ingenuity and artifice. Then, sir, she should have a supercilious knowledge in accounts, and, as she grew up, I would have her instructed in geometry, that she might know something of the contagious countries. But above all, Sir Anthony, she should be a mistress of orthodoxy, that she might not misspell and mispronounce words so shamefully as girls usually do, and likewise that she might reprehend the true meaning of what she is saying. This, Sir Anthony, is what I would have a woman know, and I don't think there is a superstitious article in it.